This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out, which help support gastric health and offer digestive support: GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated that these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance. That's drhoffman.com/protocol for life balance.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And you can call us 877-726-8255. This is a program about intelligent medicine, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. We put that together for you each week. And we glean the headlines and we read papers and attend conferences and try and interpret all the confusing information that's out there about what's happening in the field of health. We take a skeptical view of some things, including high-tech medicine, but also some of the supposed innovations on the natural front. Those, too, sometimes don't bear scrutiny. 877-726-8255 is our number. We'll take some of your calls in just a few moments. The call lines are open. I'm here. We're available to answer your questions. And, of course, the big news this week continues to be the coronavirus, which is rampant in China. And it's one of those weeks where I'm really not sure what to tell you. Should you be concerned about the coronavirus becoming a pandemic in the United States and in Western Europe? For a while there, earlier this week, I was encouraged. It seemed that the Chinese were containing it, stemming the tide. Western efforts to identify cases were pretty successful. There are merely a handful of cases in various Western countries, 15 or 16 cases in the United States, and those have been isolated and their contacts traced. But there are some people who believe that it's just a delaying action, and ultimately, the virus is going to break through. There's an article in the Wall Street Journal this week which quotes Dr. Mark Lipsisch, who's a professor of epidemiology at Harvard's T.H. Chan School of Public Health. And that's about as legit as it gets. And he says, if a pandemic happens, 40 to 70% of people worldwide are likely to be infected in the coming year. And what proportion of those will be symptomatic, I can't give you a good number. So there's some people who think that because of the volume of people who have this, as much as we're trying to quarantine people and keep them away from countries where the outbreaks have been minimal, it's still going to come true. It's going to come through. And what's complicating that is the fact that a lot of people have very mild infections, and we have some concerns about whether even the testing works. One of the things that happened this week that got people in a tizzy is that the Chinese finally admitted that there are a lot more people sick than they originally fessed up to. They now say that 60,000 people have been affected and hundreds have died from coronavirus. And it's very catching. It's very communicable. There's a ship that is docked in Yokohama Harbor, the Princess something or other, that has over 3,000 passengers on it, and it's quarantined. It's sitting out in the harbor. And just in the last 24 hours, an additional 60 cases of coronavirus have been reported on that ship, docked in the harbor in Yokohama, Japan, which brings the total count on that ship alone to 300 or more. So that's just a dreadful situation. Can you imagine taking a pleasure cruise in Asia and all of a sudden the coronavirus outbreak occurs and you're on a boat where there are apparently some Chinese people and they're transmitting it at the rate of dozens and dozens of cases a day and you have nowhere to go because they don't want to let you off the ship. But you're trapped on the ship. You know, if I were on that ship, I would consider climbing up to the crow's nest, you know, and hanging out there. Oh, ships don't have crow's nests anymore? Oh, okay. It's not like in Moby Dick, you know, thar she blows. Well, where would you go? Would you jump into Yokohama Harbor and risk a slow death due to the effects of pollution in an effort to escape the coronavirus? What they're planning to do is they're trying to medevac the people on board that ship, at least some of them, back to the U.S. That is only if they test negative, but still, in an abundance of caution, they're going to quarantine them for an additional 14 days because they may test negative now, but then they may test positive eventually because of the long latency period of this virus. And it's a big, big mess. It has been renamed officially. It is now referred to as the COVID-19 virus. Corona Beer is obviously suing for trademark infringement because they keep saying Corona, 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 and you know, their sales are going to take a hit. Even here in New York, Chinese restaurants are taking a big hit. Just people don't want to go to Chinatown. And there's no evidence that there's any spread to China, but they don't want anything to do with anything that smacks of China. And so it's a natural human response. You know, and some people may claim racism, but, you know, hey, when the measles outbreak occurred, how many people wanted to take their kids for a walk in an Orthodox Jewish neighborhood here in New York, which was the epicenter of a measles outbreak a while back? It's, you know, people are equal opportunity avoiders of groups identified with viral pathogens, you know, whether it's Chinese or Jewish people. This is a natural defense mechanism that people have. The North Korean response, very definitive. They've closed their borders. And the one guy who tested positive for the coronavirus, they simply executed him, presumably disposed of his body in a high-temperature crematorium. That was an expeditious way to prevent the spread of the virus in their country. In terms of the severity of it, it turns out that about 80% of coronavirus cases are mild, which is the good news, but on the other hand, it's bad news because it means that a lot of people could be carriers and unwittingly transmit it. And by various estimates, anywhere from 1 to 5% of people who are infected with coronavirus end up dying. It's a real shapeshifter. It can be very insidious and, you know, cause a mild infection, or maybe people just carry it and are unaware. Or it can cause a devastating pneumonia, which, because it's viral, doesn't respond to any known medications. You can't just give antibiotics to people who suffer from viral infections. There appears to be a sex differential where men are more vulnerable than women. And this kind of conforms to previous outbreaks of the coronavirus, the SARS epidemic, which actually caused about 30% fatalities. It seemed to be less communicable, but it seemed to be more deadly than this current coronavirus outbreak. In the past, that affected men more than women. And the MERS, Middle Eastern Respiratory Syndrome virus of the early 2000s, also affected men more than women. Women weren't exempt. But they did a preliminary study of patients admitted to a Wuhan hospital a couple of weeks ago. And the average age of the patients was 55.5, so they were older, including 67 men and 32 women. 11 deaths. So these are the more seriously affected people. Out of 99 admitted, 11 deaths. And they were predominantly men. About two-thirds were men, one-third women. So when it comes to coronavirus, immunologically speaking, men may be the weaker sex. A 2019 study of MERS patients showed it killed 32% of men compared with 26% of women. So men may be more vulnerable. That's one possible conclusion here. We got lots more to talk about on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. But if you've got questions about anything, including the coronavirus outbreak, we're going to share some more information with you, and we'll take your phone calls. It could be about anything at all related to medicine and nutrition. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As you know, it's important to me that the supplements I recommend and use are of the highest quality. That's why I stock the Protocol for Life Balance product line at my online dispensary, drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. Protocol for Life Balance offers a wide range of professional-grade products using ingredients backed by strong scientific research. Among them, three stand out which help support gastric health and offer digestive support, GI Guard AM, GI Guard PM, and Peppermint Oil GI. Numerous clinical studies have demonstrated that these products can help to support GI health and promote gastric comfort. They help maintain the integrity of the stomach lining and its proper immune responses to the typically harsh gastric environment. Their ingredients are backed by solid scientific data. They're only available from healthcare practitioners, but they're available to you at drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance. That's drhoffman.com/protocolforlifebalance.
Decades ago, Dr. O'Hara developed a formula for optimal human health, a blend of superfoods and live bacteria, naturally fermented for 3 years, encapsulated to deliver prebiotics, probiotics, and most importantly, postbiotics to your digestive system, aiding digestion, increasing absorption of essential nutrients, supporting the immune system, and unleashing the healthier, happier you. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, 100% vegetarian, non-GMO, free of artificial additives, chemicals, preservatives, or colorings, dairy and gluten-free. Dr. O'Hara himself proclaimed in 1974, each capsule of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is filled with our passion and hope for bringing health and long life to all 7 billion people on Earth. And today, his legacy lives on, making Dr. O'Hara's probiotics a world leader in superior probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, available online and at natural health retailers nationwide.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255. And we're talking about coronavirus, or as it's newly been dubbed, COVID-19. I don't think that's going to catch on. I think it's going to always be the coronavirus. A lot of questions remain. For example, and I think these are important questions because in view of the fact that there is no conventional treatment that is a slam dunk treatment for this, and as yet there's no vaccine, and even if they do come up with a vaccine, it may take 6, 12, 18 months before it's approved for general use. It's a big deal creating a new vaccine, and you know, there's a lot of liability associated with it. What if something goes haywire? It creates all kinds of problems. We saw a rush to judgment on the swine flu vaccine. Remember back in the 1970s, where we rushed the swine flu vaccine into production after a military recruit died from the swine flu, and it triggered a panic. And a lot of people got the swine flu vaccine But it turned out that the swine flu never took off anyway. But the swine flu vaccine caused a lot of Guillain-Barré syndrome among people who took it. That was during the Ford administration, President Gerald Ford. And it was among his more controversial decisions. He was much criticized for it. The question is, are there nutritional factors involved? And I think that really needs to be studied because we know that infectious diseases and immunity can be modulated by levels of zinc and selenium and vitamin D, and in particular vitamin C. And in fact, this is quite interesting. I came across this last week. Clinicaltrials.gov has registered a clinical trial for vitamin C infusion. That's IV vitamin C for the treatment of severe 2019 coronavirus infectious pneumonia. And the sponsor of the study is a Chinese guy, Zhiyong Peng, and he's recruiting subjects for a trial of intravenous vitamin C. I mean, it hasn't really gotten underway yet, but at least he's registered it, and he proposes that individuals receive intravenous vitamin C to see if the vitamin C reduces their susceptibility to severe pneumonia and death from the coronavirus. It's amazing that they actually have this registered. Here's another item in terms of natural therapy. Something as simple as this. Going to a sauna twice a week, it turns out, cuts pneumonia risk, study finds. Going to a sauna four times a week or more cut the risk by almost 40%. These findings were published in the European Journal of Epidemiology, and based on a study of how many times individuals used a sauna, and it turns out that saunas may be a way of preventing pneumonia from happening. Maybe they inactivate the virus. Maybe there's something to that. Another theory that is well worth investigating, it shouldn't be too hard to demonstrate this, is whether smoking is a risk factor for those infected with the coronavirus, making it more likely they will die. The percentage of individuals in China who smoke is really astronomical, and particularly among men, but also among women. And there is a sex differential in China. More men likely to get the coronavirus, have severe cases, being hospitalized, and dying of the coronavirus. So could it be about men's predilection to smoke a lot in China? We've offloaded our smoking problem to the developing world, and China's a big consumer of American tobacco. And maybe we've imported not just lung cancer and cardiovascular disease, but also a higher susceptibility to fatal coronavirus infection. Another question, will the Pneumovax, the pneumonia vaccine that is being urged on older Americans, will it confer protection against death from coronavirus or serious infection from coronavirus? We don't know this yet, but all these things, I'm sure, some of the great minds, infectious disease experts, epidemiologists, people at the CDC are contemplating studying these factors. 877-726-8255 is our number. We're here. We're available for you to pose your questions on today's edition of Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. You know, our number 877-726-8255. And unbeknownst to some of you, some of you may be gun-shy, you know, want to appear live on the air, in front of hundreds of thousands of avid listeners. It's a little scary. And I've gotten over my stage fright, but perhaps you haven't. But if you're concerned about that, you can call 877-726-8255, even when we're not live on the air, and you can record a question, as did this listener. Let's hear from them.
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. My name is Rob. I am a baby boomer, and how does one know, as they are getting older, how well their immunity is functioning? You know, I've always taken care of myself for many years, you know, following a healthy lifestyle. But I just got over the flu, I was told, and I'm getting some other issues with my gums and bone loss in my teeth. I just don't know why this is happening, even after trying to do all the right things. Thank you so much.
Okay. Well, you know, that's a really, really profound question. You know, how do you know if your immune system is functioning normally? And, you know, of course, as you age, your immune system changes, and, you know, a couple of things happen. And we can't think of the immune system as merely like, a dimmer switch, you know, where, it's down and you get infections, or if it's up too high, you get, an attack on your own body, an autoimmune, condition. The immune system is much more complicated than that. It's like a multi-dimensional dimmer switch. If you can do a thought experiment and imagine, you know, maybe 30 or 50 or 100 dimensions where that little slider can go up or down. And so we talk more about immune regulation. And, you know, another thing we want to say about the immune system, it's not designed for you to be invulnerable. It's designed to encounter environmental threats and to have a supple response because, you know, being sick is part of the way the body familiarizes itself with new pathogens. And we now know that new pathogens are constantly emerging. So if our immune systems were dependent on genes that remember previous infections that we may have evolved with over millions of years, well, then it's going to be in no shape to adapt to brand new pathogens that have never been seen before, like the coronavirus. So, being sick, part of the experience of, a natural immune response doesn't necessarily mean your immunity is collapsing. But immunity can go awry when we, say, for example, develop cancer. To some extent, that's an immune-mediated problem because the immune system is kind of a bulwark against the development of cancer. It's kind of a vigilant system that gives our body an early warning that cancer is developing, and then the body attacks the cancer and can check it and eradicate it. Not always the case, but for certain cancers, that certainly seems to be the case. And then there's, of course, infectious diseases, you know, viruses, bacteria, fungi, which we're constantly assaulted with on a daily basis. And then there's the possibility that you develop autoimmunity an overzealous attempt to eradicate a pathogen, the body, you know, attacks itself. There's like collateral damage because of an overexuberant immune system. And then finally, you know, another form of immune dysregulation is allergies, because allergies are a misdirected attempt by the immune system to fight something off. But then the immune system kind of gets stuck in response mode, and you generate a lot of histamine, and you cough and you sneeze and your eyes are red. And, you know, to some extent, that also is a natural response to environmental insults. And there's so many more these days when it comes to chemicals and, you know, some of the unnatural things that we put in our foods. So how do you know? Well, you know, objectively, when I'm assessing the immune system in a patient who comes in, you know, maybe the patient's sick all the time, you know, has like five or six colds every year and require antibiotics, or they have sinusitis all the time, there's some tests we can do. We can look at IgA, which is done with a saliva test or a blood test or even a stool test. And IgA is what protects the surfaces of the body from infection. It's immunoglobulin A. There's also IgG, and you can slice and dice your IgG into what are called IgG subsets. And patients who have profound deficiencies in IgG are sometimes candidates for gamma globulin infusions to artificially boost their insufficient supplies of gamma globulin. And then another arm of the immune system is cell-mediated immunity, where we look at the T cells. And the T cells, we can count them. We can look at the T cells. They're kind of like Chinese boxes. There's helper and suppressor cells, and then there's subsets of natural killer cells, and so on. And we can actually characterize that and see. And we'll see, for example, in HIV patients or patients who've had chemotherapy, that they have very few helper T cells. So they have very low levels of natural killer cells, and that explains their immune problems. So, you know, then we can get into the realm of, you know, what supports the immune system. And there's sort of a science to that. You know, what are the nutrients that help? You know, vitamin C and selenium and zinc. And that's why and vitamin D. And I propose that we study these in relationship to the coronavirus. I hope that research will soon be underway to see if people who are replete with these nutrients or supplement with these nutrients are less vulnerable to these infections. I think it makes sense. Too early to claim that, you know, things like elderberry are a slam dunk against coronavirus, or oregano, for example, or aged garlic extract. I mean, these are some things that are plausible immune support things, but do they make a difference? Also, you know, mushroom extracts, maitake mushroom extract. A lot of these things, there's a lot of traditional Chinese medicine in China. And a lot of people individually in China are turning to traditional Chinese remedies, I'm sure, in the absence of definitive cures. And hopefully, you know, some studies will be underway to see if some of these traditional Chinese medicines can work to support an optimal immune response. You know, there's the term, you know, for your an aging baby boomer who's experiencing some infections, the word for that is immunosenescence. It means the natural aging of the immune system. You know, just like your eyes and your skin and your heart and your blood vessels and your kidneys age, yeah, there's going to be some, you know, decline in your immune response with age. And that's why older people are more vulnerable to these serious types of infections. 877-726-8255 is our number. And if you want something that's going to help you with some of the consequences of aging, you know, aging to some extent is a mitochondrial disorder. Your mitochondria, the powerhouses of your cells, wear out. Their membranes become frayed. And that's where the only nutritional formula clinically proven to reduce fatigue, whatever the cause, comes in. It's NT Factor from Nutritional Therapeutics. It works on the mitochondria. And through lipid replacement therapy, it repairs cell and mitochondrial membranes. Clinical trials have shown that NT Factor reduces fatigue by almost half, And you may want to get ProPax with NT Factor. That's your one-stop shop for all your nutritional needs. But if you want to just harness the power of NT Factor alone, now there's Healthy Aging. It's the perfect accompaniment to whatever supplement regimen you're already taking, providing you with a unique energy support of pure NT Factor and a potent delivery system. I've been taking it for years. I don't go a day without it. I just hate running out of it, so I always have some in reserve. And now with a 45-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose. Now, note that even though they're no longer shipping to Vitamin Shop, you can still find ProPax and Healthy Aging at your favorite health food store or online retailer, or you can order direct by calling 800-982-9158, 800-982-9158, or go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. You know how they're always urging us to do 10,000 steps per day? Well, that's a good idea. You know, a lot of people have those watches and various ways of counting steps. Your iPhone will do it. Many mobile devices and watches will do that for you now. You know, according to a new study, it's not a magical formula for preventing weight gain. You know, a lot of people, you know, I ask, they're overweight, and I ask them if they answer, so they say, yeah, I walk. You know, some of them even say they do 10,000 steps a day. They just are completely dumbfounded as to why they can't shed the pounds. Well, they did a study on this. They said, in a study of college freshmen at Brigham Young University, even far eclipsing 10,000 steps didn't prevent weight gain for college freshmen studied. Participants walked either 10,000, 12,500, you know, that's a lot. That's a lot. Or 15,000 steps a day, 6 days a week for 24 weeks, while researchers tracked their caloric intake and weight. And in the end, it didn't matter if the students walked more than even 15,000 steps. They still gained weight. What they found is students in the study gained an average of 3.5 pounds over the study period. I guess that's the freshman five. You know, these kids are very active, but they still gained weight. So what they're saying here, and they don't draw the obvious conclusion, is that merely walking is not a perfect bulwark against weight gain. I mean, it is helpful. It, you know, keeps you in better condition, musculoskeletally. It can also help your heart, cardiovascular system, but it won't help you shed the pounds. So the point of it is, I think, you can't walk away from obesity. You can't walk it off, because if you're following a poor diet, the diet is really about 70% of the equation. Exercise is part of it, and exercise will certainly motivate you to follow a healthier diet. But if you don't follow a healthy diet, as is the case with most of these college freshmen, they eat abysmally. All that exercise is not going to put a dent in the caloric overload that they're experiencing. So, I think those trackers, yeah, okay, they're good. They're motivating. But they're not the end-all and be-all of weight loss programs. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back. Do you suffer with chronic pain? Are you taking risky over-the-counter or prescription anti-inflammatory drugs? This is Dr. Ronald Hoffman with a better natural solution from Future Farm Botanicals, Liquid Turmeric Liposome Complex. Future Farm's liquid turmeric with liposomes and nanotechnology delivers maximum absorption for effective pain relief. Sourced and manufactured in the United States, this product contains 1,600 milligrams of curcumin and powerful antioxidant properties. This plant-based curcumin is used to possibly reduce inflammation, block proteins that trigger swelling, and intercept inflammatory pathways, significantly decreasing inflammatory responses. For more information and to order, call 888-841-7216, 888-841-7216, or go to myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. That's future, P-H-A-R-M, myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman. Don't live with pain when there's an all-natural, science-based remedy that works. Take advantage of Future Farm's buy two, get one free offer at myfuturefarm.com/Hoffman.
You're young at heart. Let's keep it that way. Stay feeling young with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, designed specifically to help support and strengthen your cardiovascular system as you age. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract was founded on scientific research and has been the subject of more than 800 research studies over the last 45 years, revealing its significant cardiovascular benefits. Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract cardiovascular, blood pressure health, cholesterol, and circulation formulas are just a handful of the many Kyolic supplements that can help reduce the major risk factors of heart disease and promote overall heart health. Organically grown, Kyolic Garlic is aged up to 20 months, has no pungent odor, and is gentle on the stomach. Make a resolution today to stay young at heart and keep your cardiovascular system strong for years to come. Get Kyolic today, available at fine natural health retailers nationwide.
To find the Kyolic formula right for you, go to Kyolic.com. That's K-Y-O-L-I-C.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here, 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of those recorded calls, because, yeah, you can weigh in with a recorded question at that very same number. Let's hear that.
We have a fellow that owns a health food store in this area, and he is really gung-ho on French grape seed extract. And I was wondering if what it really does, if the doctor would know, and thank you.
Okay. Yeah, grape seed extract is actually one of those intriguing substances that they actually kind of discovered as kind of a byproduct of the winemaking industry. You know, they crush the grapes, and then they have all that grape seed. So what the heck they're going to do with it is a waste product, and we use it as a compost. And it turns out it can be converted into a profitable supplement for good reason, because grape seeds are rich in antioxidants, especially proanthocyanidins. Grape seed extract seems to have a really good effect as an antioxidant, as an anti-inflammatory. And, you know, there are a bunch of studies on grape seed extract. I mean, the studies are well-funded because the wine industry is huge, and they want to demonstrate the efficacy of their product, their byproduct of wine manufacturing. For example, in high blood pressure, taking 300 milligrams of grape seed extract daily lowered blood pressure by 5.6% in one study. And that's as good as many, you know, blood pressure drugs. It enhances blood flow. It can help in heart surgery, reducing the potential damage when people undergo bypass surgery. It may have benefits in terms of bone strength. It has good effects on the brain, reducing the accumulation of beta amyloid, which is associated with Alzheimer's disease. Helpful for kidney function, according to some studies, having an anti-yeast effect and an anti-bacterial effect, having also an anti-cancer effect. They used grape seed extract against breast, lung, stomach, oral, liver, prostate, and pancreatic cell lines in lab settings, and showed that it was beneficial, and it seemed to protect against the oxidative stress that's involved in chemotherapy. It's helpful for protecting the liver, and it may also enhance wound healing. And there's also some buzz about grapeseed extract as sort of a skin enhancer. It's in some formulas to prevent skin aging and wrinkles. And so, yeah, I mean, it's also related in some ways, and it's kind of a competitor to another French product, which is from French maritime pine bark, pycnogenol. And I kind of consider grapeseed extract the poor man's alternative to pycnogenol. Pycnogenol, you know, pretty expensive product, and a lot of the benefits can be had by the similar effects of grapeseed extract. So, yeah, circulatory benefits pretty well demonstrated for grapeseed extract. Here's an item that, you know, this is an amazing event. I wish I thought of this, because then I would just retire. I mean, I keep doing the radio show. I enjoy doing it, but, you know, I wouldn't have to work at all. Low-cost smart diaper can notify caregiver when it's wet. This is an amazing idea. You know, parents these days, when they want to check a diaper, you know, for, I mean, the old-fashioned way is just to go take a peek in there, put your finger down there, see if it's wet. But now they have diapers that have sensors, which is kind of ingenious. They turn blue when there's, you know, pee in the diaper. Another tried-and-true method is just to get down there and put your nose down there. Not such an appetizing thing, but parents seem to do that. At least they get used to it. But MIT researchers have developed a smart diaper embedded with a moisture sensor, and they use RFID chips. An RFID tag sends a radio signal to a reader up to a meter away. So what this does is, I mean, you could be sitting there as a parent and checking your Instagram pictures of your beloved tot. And when the diaper gets wet, you'll get an alert on your smartphone, which can tell you, okay, time for a change. And this could also be adapted for use in older patients because, you know, hey, the diaper business, less kids being born, but more seniors. And there's an application for that, too, of the RFID depends. Can you imagine? I'm Dr. Ronald. Wish I thought of that. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255. We'll be back with more Intelligent Medicine.